An Australian commando who went public 3 years ago about his involvement in an alleged war crime in Afghanistan has died. Kevin Frost is among hundreds of former and serving personnel who've taken their own lives in the past two decades. His death comes as the Prime Minister contemplates calling a royal commission into veterans' suicide. And a warning, this report from defence correspondent Andrew Green contains some distressing details.
In 2016, Kevin Frost sat down with the ABC to discuss an incident from his service in Afghanistan that had been troubling him deeply.
A particular incident that I was involved in resulted in the POW that I'd captured actually being executed, murdered. Now, I can't remember if he cut the cuffs off first or if he cut the cuffs off after he shot him. That's one point I can't remember there because I wasn't looking. I didn't want to look. I turned around and the guy was dead. He'd been shot through the forehead.
A month earlier, the commando had given the details to the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force, who had just begun investigating alleged war crimes committed during the Afghanistan war. The secretive inquiry being run by New South Wales Justice Paul Brereton is continuing. Kevin Frost said he'd wanted his story to encourage others to come forward.
What I'm doing here is the only way for this to be atoned for.
What do you think should happen to you?
I believe I should be punished with the full weight of the law, justly. I do not believe this should be brushed on the carpet.
Are you prepared to go to jail?
Yes.
Last week, the 45-year-old went missing near his Busselton home. Over the weekend, his family confirmed that he'd been found but had tragically passed away. Those who knew him have described their friend Frosty as a fearless, proud and witty man. A family spokesperson told AM Kevin Frost also suffered from the side effects of the anti-malarial drug Mefloquin trialled on soldiers like him during their service in East Timor.
Typically the symptoms of that include depression, anxiety, also quite severe cognitive impairment, so problems with memory and concentration, and also in some cases neurological disorders.
Stuart McCarthy is a retired army officer who was prescribed the drug in 2001 and now campaigns to raise awareness.
The individual is often misdiagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's very common for soldiers and former soldiers who experience those health problems to have a lot of difficulties getting the right medical care.
Since 2001, more than 400 former and serving Australian Defence Force personnel have taken their own lives. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government will consider over the summer break whether to next year call a royal commission into veteran suicide.
Andrew Green reporting. And if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulties, help and information is available by calling Open Arms Veterans and Families Counselling on 1800 011 046. You can also call Lifeline or Beyond Blue.